I'm sick and you're laughing.
I only transition music between the change of topics. I can just have you sneeze. Okay, so on to our next topic. I'll be like, achoo!
Okay, let's start.
No animals were harmed in the making of this podcast.
So welcome to a special anniversary episode of the Two Vegans.
It's our first Hap-An.
Have you been going on Hap-An for the last like few days? Why Hap-An?
Because I suppose like in the last few months, I'm seeing all these teenagers, like my nephews and nieces and all, are shortening words because it's cool. You know, like American slang probably. Probably. Like the other day I wished my nephew Happy Diwali and he's like, same to you, fam. All right, then. I want to think that this means family, but I'm not even going to get into the details.
Okay.
So this is like this is your version of the HBD.
HBD is shit. That's extremely shitty.
HBD. I want to wish you, but I can't be bothered to actually say it.
Yeah,
well, I'm guilty of that because when people tell me good night, I'm just like GN.
So it's been a year. I don't know, what is something like you've been proud of for the last year?
Yeah, I suppose like this. It's not a single particular thing. But when we started off the podcast and when you came up with the idea, because do you remember how I wanted to do a YouTube channel, but I thought I was too ugly for it? Even though in personal life I think I'm a pretty woman, but I was just like, no, you just can't go in front of the video, and I was too shy as well. And you convinced me for a podcast, and I was like, who the hell listens to podcasts? I can't remember what convinced me. But then we started our first episode, and all this while I was like, ah, nobody's going to listen to it except a bunch of my family and friends and a bunch of your family and friends. Yeah. And as of today, we've got listeners all around the world. It's going as far as, of course, the USA and Canada and Germany. But then we also have listeners in countries like Egypt and Kazakhstan and...
Right, Turkmenistan,
yeah.
Which was a surprise.
And China and Vietnam and Saudi, Bahrain, which is quite cool. Like that, I think that has to be given... You have to be given credit for it, I suppose. For having this vision. Our vision and our mission, for having this vision that this will do well, and it is.
Yeah, I think also, I mean, when we started, we were talking about the YouTube channel and stuff, I think it was just going to be a lot of...
Yeah, and you're like, I don't have the equipment for a YouTube, I have equipment for a podcast. Okay.
Yeah, I think it was also a little bit of like, yeah, I'd be up to try it and all that, but I don't feel confident enough in that medium. And I think, in fact, like, we even said perhaps that we were going to record something and we tried to outline it, but it just didn't never really pan out. And then when we said, okay, let's do the podcast, I think we took to it a little bit easily as well. We started recording it. We enjoyed it. So I think that was fun.
Yeah. And our first recording was over the phone. We weren't even in front of each other.
That's true. Yeah. I forgot about that almost. Yeah. We stopped doing that, I think, after the first time we recorded in person, and then we were like, yeah, this is way more fun. I think also, like, I remember when we were first planning, or when we were planning that first episode and stuff, one of the things we, like, really stressed, there weren't that many vegan podcasts around, because I remember going to look to see, like, if there were, and there was maybe, like, one or two. There have been a lot more since then, which is amazing. But we'll collaborate with a couple as well, which is great. But I think one of the things that I stands out for me as well is when we sat down to kind of format our show, we were very insistent that we go beyond food, and we go look at veganism as a whole thing, as a way of life, and as a lifestyle choice, because we wanted to make sure that people understood that just giving up dairy and stuff is, I mean, we can get technical about it, and it's not vegan, it's just plant-based and all that stuff. But it was also about like shining a light on certain things that people didn't realize, you know, were vegan. So I think one of our most, like one of our best received episodes was the one on fashion, which we did with Victoria, where like And I remember, like, I got specific comments from people about the silkworm stuff that we talked about.
A lot of people think, you know, a silk shirt is really, really beautiful. But then it's just being aware of, you know, where did that silk come from? What's the process? Many people are aware, not everybody, but many people are aware. The actual silkworm is boiled alive. And that's how they take the threads out of the silkworm. So a lot of people would be like, well, you know, it's just a silkworm. But if you are a vegan and or you are ethical, environmentally friendly, this kind of thing, that's something that you're not going to be okay with. That something has suffered in order for you to have this product. You've got natural fabrics, you've got environmentally friendly fabrics, you've got cruelty-free fabrics, but just because something is natural doesn't necessarily mean that it's environmentally friendly or cruelty-free. Silk is a perfect example of that. It's a very natural fabric, but it's very cruel in terms of how it's produced.
So we also got insights from like activism, like we did with Bangkok. So I think it's been, what I really like is when I look back at our list of episodes, while we have talked quite a bit about food, it's been nice that we've also talked about animals and entertainment and like fashion and other stuff that, you know, that's been, that was kind of what we set out to do, right? It was about engaging with the community and talking to people about everything that pertains to this lifestyle.
Yeah, I think our most well-received episode was vegan or not vegan. I think we kind of tried to make it a bit clickbaity.
Yeah.
We're going to be sneaky and tell this to our listeners. We do that sometimes. But I guess like people really wanted to find out more about what they did not know. And maybe vegans around the world wanted to see if they're doing it right. And people who are not vegans also got to know a lot of insight from that episode. I think we got a few comments saying, oh, we did not know this wasn't vegan, you know. And like even till date, when I just speak with people, like if there's a birthday in the office and I refuse the cake and they're like, why not? And I was like, oh, no, I don't consume dairy. It's just easier to say rather than I'm vegan. And they're like, oh, are you lactose intolerant? And I'm just like, no, I'm a vegan. And they're like, okay. So what else don't you eat? And I was like, just anything that comes from an animal. And then I say honey, and honey is like a shocker for people. They're just like, what's wrong with honey? I mean, you know, it's great. Like it opens their minds. And sometimes people are like, okay, please don't tell us. We don't want to stop consuming it. And I was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. And also, we get the comment quite a bit about alcohol, both because of the episode, but also just in general, like same thing, right? I've been out and be like, oh no, I don't have that anymore. And then it's like, why, what happened? Like, you used to really like it. I'm like, yeah. So the thing that actually I remember, like we had a conversation because we were out somewhere and I said no to something because I was like, yeah, but unfortunately it's not vegan. And they were like, but it's alcohol. Like, what's not vegan in alcohol now, you know? And then when I was like, oh, actually, you know, most wine is filtered through, fish bladder? Right, and it was kind of like, what are you talking about? And then like it led to like googling at the table to be like, and I was like, no. And then of course we talked about Barnivore and like be like, oh, you can look it up. And they're like, I showed them samples of like, oh, here are some wines which have fish batter in them, or they use eggs or in the filtration process. And it was like, oh no, why are they doing this? Like, I don't want to know. Again, same thing. And I think that's been fascinating, which is, I think is why like. We've seen like the fashion episode, the vegan or non-vegan episode, have generally always had a fun response.
It kind of challenges your knowledge about things, I believe. You're now going on in life thinking that you know your stuff, and then somebody comes and be like, hey, did you know that whatever you knew was false?
And then I think one last thing I want to mention too, it actually has been really great to connect with the community at large as well. So, you know, we've had... Of course, we've done an event. We're hoping to do more. But just in general, just in terms of interaction on social media, to some of the posts that we have or some of the things we share. Just the comments that we've gotten from people who listened to the episode and either responded to us about like what they actually do when we ask them those kind of things. And even when we had conversations with like people in person here in Dubai as well, we did a couple of episodes where we interviewed a few people to get some feedback, and we'll be doing more of those. Yeah, so that's kind of... You know, wanted to do a quick reminisce about the fact that it's been a year, it's been great, and we hope to keep doing more of these.
Hashtag one down, many more to go. No, like couples. Hashtag one down, forever to go.
Oh, no. Anything else you want to share about your last year?
So, which one was your most favorite episode to record?
I'm going to say the stereotypes one. To record?
Yeah.
I think that was the most fun. We did a lot more on that episode, rather. So it was not just you and me recording. It was also nice because a couple of them that came out, we grabbed lunch one of the days and we kind of just sat around and chatted about like I mean, you know, obviously we didn't share, I mean, we were not able to put everything that we talked about in the episode, but we talked about a lot of stuff around, especially around stereotypes and being vegan and the kind of responses that people see. So that was fun. I mean, we got a couple of people who kind of remotely sent us some stuff as well. And then just putting that episode together and then us doing like a conversation around our inferences based on what we heard, I think it was just a very interactive, very fun, and it was a good, fun episode to do.
Well, I suppose I enjoy doing a lot of these news episodes. Yeah. It's fun to just, you know, go out there, gather news about what's happening in the vegan world. And sometimes during our research, we just find out stuff that we did not know. But I really, really enjoyed doing our second episode, Come Up and See My Vitamix. It was a very random episode. We were just cracking jokes in there.
Yeah.
And you were laughing like crazy. Do you remember?
There's this other meme which says, on the weekends, my boyfriend wakes me up, wakey wakey, eggs and bakey. But hey, I'm a vegan. It's wakey wakey, vegetables and sadness.
That was also recorded on the phone between both of us. The first couple of episodes, we were recording on the phone. And we were just giggling away through the night because it was late. We recorded pretty late at night, if you remember. And we were just sharing vegan jokes and memes and just laughing our asses off.
We should do more of those. Why don't we do those anymore?
Yeah, we run out of memes.
We wanted to talk about a little bit in terms of like why sometimes it's been hard for people to stay vegan. And I don't mean the traditional problem, which is, oh, I've been eating meat for too long. But even like we've seen that challenge, right? When we tried to be... individually tried to go vegan like well over a year ago now, a couple of years ago. But, you know, when you were trying to do that, like, why did it take as long as it did, perhaps? Or, like, why people fail sometimes?
I mean, there are many reasons, right? Obviously, the biggest one is... addiction to food. So it's usually two things, right? Either when it comes to food changes... people are very emotional to their food. Either they're really addicted to the taste and they think that they cannot live without it, or they have like certain recipes that comes from their grandmothers that, you know, touches their emotional points, and they don't want to get rid of that. Certain recipes or foods that are associated with their festivals, so there has to be turkey on Thanksgiving, otherwise it's not a proper Thanksgiving. So there are many such reasons, but most of it is habit. And, you know, human beings are creatures of habit, and it's very, very difficult for us to get rid of it. We do it for our comfort. We do it because it's convenient. We don't want to make an effort to change things because that's how it has always been.
And this is not to say that, like, we're all perfect, right? Like, we've also failed at some point. It's just that the drive was strong for us that we were like, no, we're going to try again and again and again until we get it right. And now it's something that, like, it's normal for us today. But there was a time when it wasn't normal, when it felt like a struggle, which it does for everybody. But then we have a lot of people, and I mean, I'm aware of some of them, who start and then stop. Sometimes it's, like you said, sometimes it is a habit. It's like, I just don't feel satisfied, right? Like, I don't feel like I got the right meal, right nutrition, right? I mean, whatever. I just don't feel full. I've heard people say how, like, being vegan has been a big adjustment. I face it personally as well, in terms of calorie intake. So because most of the fat that we eat in general is kind of dairy-based, right? Like the milk, cheese, butter, just cutting that out because I just couldn't eat it. And I'm not someone that, like, then hunts after the nut cheeses so much. I mean, I enjoy them, but it's not part of the daily diet. I realized that I needed to eat a lot more during the day to sustain my general, like, use case, right? And I think that's, I've seen a big complaint as well coming from people where they're like, well, it's not enough food. Like, you know, like, and I know sometimes it's a lot of misconceptions. Everything is not kale and avocado as well. But, like, yeah. that's part of the problem.
That's the thing, right? It's convenient. It's convenient to do what you've been doing for years now. And shifting that would mean having a major shift in your entire lifestyle. And while I appreciate every bit of what people do towards veganism, some of them would be like, okay, I've cut down red meat completely. Some of them would be like, I only eat fish now. Some of them would be like, okay, I don't eat eggs or dairy anymore. And then when you tell them that, hey, that is great, by the way, you know what, where leather comes from, or when you try and educate them more about a lot of other things besides just food, then they're like, okay, now you're pushing your luck. That's the best I can do. And I suppose, like, I fear sounding very preachy over this now, but I suppose, like, if you're doing veganism for your health, then fair enough, it's just food. But if you're doing veganism for the environment, for the planet, and for the animals, then it doesn't matter whether you have cut down your dairy or and you're continuing using leather. So these two things are not independent of your cause. They are both a part of your cause, and doing one and not doing the other kind of like defeats the purpose.
Well, I wouldn't say defeat the purpose, but I would say like it's kind of, it's not the whole picture then. You have to, then you have to take it further. You can't just stop.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I'm like I said, I'm not demeaning whatever they do anyway. Any contribution is more than welcome, but like I fail to see why people would choose one over the other. And I think like food is the most difficult to give up anyway. The easiest things to do are buy cruelty-free makeup, you know, use cruelty-free and vegan shampoos and soaps, and use faux leather. Like it's available everywhere. It's unlike probably vegan eggs that is not everywhere, you know. So that I suppose is another reason.
So I think that's important as well. Like I think people sometimes jump into this very quickly. So yeah, it's kind of like, which is wonderful, no doubt about it. But without, when I say quickly, I don't mean like, oh, they decided tonight and they did it tomorrow morning. That's fine. But they decide tonight and do it tomorrow morning without like even looking anything up, without any kind of research, to be just like, oh, I'm just going to do this tomorrow, without actually then taking the time out to do it. I think the second thing that happens as well is that I don't know if this is the right way to phrase it, but I think people expect results very quickly. Or they expect the thing to be perfect. Like, as soon as they start, it's going to be like, oh, great. Like, I'm going to eat the exact same things I was eating, and I will, like, very smartly, and you know, I'll be a genius, and I will figure out the exactly perfect replacement that was going to fit into this. And I'm sorted. I don't have to think about this. And I think that's a problem, too. So, like, when you're trying to do this in addition, because, of course, it takes a lot of willpower, and it takes a lot of, like, feeling really awake. Because I don't know about you, but even, like, for me, it took a while before the craving stopped. Right, like it's not like I didn't want to eat eggs or I didn't want my pizza with the cheese. I felt that a lot, and it's today that I can go back and be like, actually, it's nice that I have eggs, but I couldn't care less. Yeah, but there was a time when I was like, oh, man, those eggs, like, come on, you know. And I think like you have to give yourself that kind of time. You gotta really reason with yourself to be like, okay, look, I'm gonna do this because I want to do it. For X or Y reason. This goes back, I mean, when we did the episode on stereotypes, we had the same thing with Shane, where she was like, well, I needed to fight them back, so I needed to go and, like, read it up. And I think that that's something people just kind of take, I think they take it a little bit for granted.
Like, it's a lot of changes, right? It's not give up meat, you know, or give up dairy. Like, that's what it is, in a sense, but you, like, people who actually start taking veganism, they're like, we do not realize like everything has dairy in it, or you know, everything has eggs in it. I mean, I went down to the grocery today and I felt like eating some nice biscuits, and I was just checking that entire shelf and I couldn't find a single pack of biscuits that did not have either dairy or eggs. So yeah, that's it. Like it gets difficult, and then they just get overwhelmed and they're like, okay, this is a lot of stuff to quit. Like, I can't eat my favorite chocolate anymore. I can't eat my favorite biscuit anymore. I can't drink my favorite coffee anymore. I can't go to my favorite coffee shop anymore. Da, 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 da. So suppose it's like an entire burst of information in front of them that overwhelms them, and then they just quit. They're just like, this is not for me. It's difficult. How do you guys are extreme.
Yeah, this is the one we get a lot. It's like, wow, you guys think about it so much. Like maybe that this is why it's not me. This is why I can't do it. Like I'm not going to do this or that. And I think I just want to say that like in general to people that like, that's okay. Right, like, work your way through it, that's fine. I mean, we've said this on many episodes as well. Like, not only work your way through it, but find the stuff you can give up and start there. So, and that sometimes is not necessarily food, right? Sometimes it's the leather, sometimes it's in clothing or other cosmetics. And, but yeah, think about it. Like, actually look at what you eat on a day-to-day basis. A, figure out, like, what could be problematic in that and try to give it up. And then B, also look at it at a general level to be like, you know, because yes, you will find tons of options when you go out to eat, But you also have to think about what you're eating on a day-to-day basis or wherever your lunch is at work. Then look for, I mean, look, there's so many guys, there's so many people, so many groups that will more than happily tell you what options exist.
Or us. Come to us.
It was fine. Then it just got creepy.
I guess one of the last points that I'd like to make, the image of veganism is basically for the elite, for the rich. And I guess that turns off a lot of people, including me. Like, I want to go out there and eat at vegan places, but I refuse to pay 65 dirhams for an avo toast. People decide their health requirements based on whatever is the market trend. And when it comes to veganism, the market is full of kale and avocado and chia seeds and acai bowls. But like we say, like being a vegan is easy. It's easier than being a meat eater because you're anyway eating everything that a vegan eats. You just have to cut out the meat from it, right? Fruits, vegetables, legumes, beans, pulses, and so on and so forth, nuts, seeds. But I still know that when you want to go out and eat, you are out with a bunch of friends and you just want to go and have fun, eat some bar food. Either it's not available or it's too expensive. Or it's very cliched, right? I want to go out there and eat jalapeno poppers. Can somebody please make me vegan jalapeno poppers? I don't want to eat. So what do you have on the menu? Go to a British bar and you're like, ma'am, I have salad or French fries. And even in the supermarkets, right? Alternatives for cheese, for butter, for eggs. It's expensive. And you can't expect people to first get into veganism and quit everything altogether. Like, luckily, we are able to afford these alternatives. But not many people around the world can, and it's only fair that the prices, but I do realize, right, it's all supply and demand, it's all economics, so the more vegans we have, the cheaper the products would be. Go vegan, happen.
All right, well, I think, yeah, that's kind of, we wanted to reminisce a little bit, we wanted to just throw out a few tips because that helped us in our journeys back in the day. Now seems like a long time ago. Ethel, you're generally all-knowing, but let me tell you something you definitely don't know.
Ooh. On your first anniversary, let me give you a tip. Never say that to a woman. Never say that to a woman.
Yeah, so we've been looking at the charts recently, and it's been really fascinating to see. We've been charting a lot of late. Would you like to know where we've been charting?
They see me charting, they hate him.
We've been showing up in the top charts for society and culture in Saudi Arabia as well, for like pretty consistently for the last week, which is really, really cool to be like...
You know, Egypt as well, right?
Yeah, and then we also like went as far as like Turkmenistan, and then of course like UAE and India, which has been really cool as well. So yeah, well, you know, it's like a big thank you to all our listeners who've been checking us out and hopefully sharing with each other, telling their friends to enjoy the show and leaving us reviews. So all of that stuff definitely helps, and I hope you guys continue to do that.
Good choice of podcast, by the way.
You can look for The Two Vegans in any podcast player. You can also find out information in our previous episodes and all this stuff on our website, amaya.fm/2vegans. And as always, you can follow us on Instagram. It's the.2.vegans. And we're constantly posting fun stuff over there and trying to share our stories and different things that we're doing and stuff about our episodes and guests who are coming. And to all our listeners that are based in the UAE and stuff, we hope to have an announcement about an event very, very soon.
A really exciting one. I'm so excited. Okay, bye. They see me charting.
Just do it all over again. I expect a different result this time.